الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ولا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? جزاكم الله خيرا for just waiting here a little bit. I was just moving my stuff around. As you can see, I'm not in my normal area. in my parents' home. Now we're allowed to move around and meet people. So so when you were moving around, you're oftentimes the room that you wanted to set up your class in, someone sleeping there. So now today what we're going to do, inshallah, excuse me, is we will be, inshallah, spending some time building our vocabulary, inshallah. Okay, building our vocabulary, building the ability for us to do two things. Number one, acquire vocabulary. Okay. Number two, apply what we have learned from our studies to the Quran. Okay. So that is the two objectives of our study. I'll write this down for you. We're going to title this Quran study Surah Baqarah, inshallah. Okay. And once that, obviously, the title is there, we'll write down the objectives of the Quran study. Just so that's clear. Oh, sorry, let me share my screen here. Right there. All right. So the objective of the Quran study. Objective number one, acquire vocabulary. This is very important, okay? Because now you're at a stage where vocab acquisition is like the name of the game for you all, okay? And if vocab acquisition does not take place, then it will hinder your progress as students of Arabic and Quran. It's always a tricky balance. When do you focus on vocab acquisition? Like, for example, when I was learning Arabic, I think after my initial exposure to Arabic, I spent a lot of time doing a Quran study without any grammar. So a lot of time was spent in vocab acquisition. And then when I went to my study of Arabic grammar, I already had a base to build off of. But that vocab acquisition part was very, wasn't painless. It was a pretty, you know, it required a lot of commitment, a lot of memorization and whatnot. So like, what's the balance is always a question. But irrespective, we have to dive into this. There's no avoiding it. And number two, after acquiring vocabulary, is to apply whatever is possible of our knowledge of grammar to the Quran. Is there a spelling mistake in off here? What's going on? All right. Okay, people. Let us open Chrome. And let us go to Tanzeel.net. Oh, this is actually a interesting poem I was looking up last night. Sometimes I look up some poems and whatnot in Arabic. And try to translate them in English. It's a creative outlet for me now. But this is a good one. This line is actually pretty good. وَلَمْ أَرَأْ فِي عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ شَيْئًا كَنَقْصِ الْقَادِرِينَ عَلَى التَّمَامِ. This is Mutanabbi. This is actually an interesting man who lived in the 4th century Hijri. So basically like after Imam Ahmad passed away, that era, the time of the Abbasid caliphs. So he says, وَلَمْ أَرَى فِي عُيُوبِ النَّاسِ شَيْئًا. I have never, like the worst flaw that I have seen of people is كَنَقْصِ الْقَادِرِينَ عَلَى التَّمَامِ, like the one who could do something well, not doing something or slacking off. Like the thing that I've seen, that's the worst, mistake or the worst flaw that I've noticed in people is the one who's able to do perfection and excellence being a slacker. I thought that was a nice thing, kind of like a reminder for us all, right? Like if we're able to really give it our all, we shouldn't be like slacking off, right? That was the idea. All right. Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim means what? Alif Lam Mim. Alif Lam Mim has these are letters. You don't write ALM, for example. They're Alif Lam Mim. Now, I'm actually going to show you something. I'm actually going to show you in Arabic. You see this one? Oops. There's two tafsirs in Arabic here. One is called Tafsir al-Muyassar. Okay? Tafsir al-Muyassar. The simplified tafsir. This is a Saudi Arabian publication. A whole bunch of like scholars of Quran got together and published this tafsir. Its objective was to simplify Quran for the average Arab. Okay, the average Arab was reading the Quran and he's like, yo, what is this? The objective, if this tafsir, is to simplify it for them. Okay, it really doesn't add much often, but sometimes it has some interesting things that we can learn from it. So it says, Alif Lam Mim. هذه حروف. I don't know why my plugs are not working today. الله المستعان. هذه الحروف وغيرها من الحروف المقطعة. What does he say? هذه. What does هذه mean, people? هذه means this for feminine. Correct? Yes or no? This for feminine, right? All right. What does the word حروف mean? حروف is the plural of the word حرف, letters. Now, what is the plural of, this is a non-human broken plural. حرف, حروف. You with me, people?
Yes.
Now, the plural of this is treated as what?
Singular feminine.
Very good. That's why you have hadihi. Hadihi al-huruf. These letters. You see how that translates? These letters. Wa and ghayruha. And other than them. Ha is literally it. But here it's referring to the huruf, and the huruf are treated as a singular feminine. So we'll say these letters and other than and others than it, or others than them, excuse me. Min from al-huruf, the letters al-muqatta'a. That's what they're called, al-huruf al-muqatta'a. What does al-muqatta'a mean? Can you guess? From qaf, ta, and ayn. Qata'a, which means to cut. Very good. Qata'a means to cut. Muqatta'a, qata'a is to chop something up. The cut up letters, i.e. the disjointed letters. And again, you notice, this is al-hurufi al-muqatta'a 3. Of course, they don't have any tashkil here, but we're reading it, right? With some tashkil. Al-hurufi al-muqatta'ati, like that, As you notice again, this is a plural. Al-hurufu, singular feminine, it's treated as a singular feminine. So al-muqatta'ati is going to be treated as a singular feminine as well. People, you're following. This is a bit of like we're doing this just as a activity. Again, this is a vocab acquisition activity and apply our knowledge of grammar activity. Both of those things are going to happen here, okay? Because we're applying our knowledge of grammar to this the sentence here from Tafsir al-Muyassar. Exactly, this is family two. People, are you feeling comfortable with this for now? All right. هذه الحروف وغيرها من الحروف المقطعة. What goes on the tongue? مقطعة T. Okay, excellent. This is منعوت النعت. منعوت النعت. Fi means what?
In.
Awa'i, what goes here? Awa'i li, kasra. Can it be awa'ilin? Well, it could be, right? It could be awa'ilin as well. But we're like, well, let's look at the letter, let's look at the word after. There's an al. Awa'il suwari. It seems like this is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. No al, no tanween, followed by majroor. Fi awa'il suwari. You get it? Sometimes you have to, like, when you're trying to figure out how to read something, you have to kind of go back and forth. And by the time you build up enough vocab and enough practice, then you don't have to go back and forth. You just read it in one shot. Okay? هذه الحروف. These, translate for me now, please. هذه الحروف.
These letters.
These letters. Wa and. غيرها. And other, let's just put others, right? Other than them, other than these. I like other than these, but how is? Are min al huruf min
from
al hurufi al muqatta'ati
from the disjointed letters.
From the disjointed. Letters, perfect. I don't know what's happening here. Sorry. From the disjointed letters. Fi in. Now, awa'il is the plural of awwal. Awwal means?
First.
Awa'il is suwar. Suwar is the plural of surah. In the beginning of the
surahs,
the beginnings of the surahs. You guys with me? So what is he saying? He's like, these are disjointed letters. They are in the beginning of the surahs, right? That's where they come. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Fiha isharatun. Fiha. What does fiha mean? In it or in, again, ha is referring to al-huruf. In them, ahsant. In them, right? Literally, it is in it, but it is referring to al-huruf al-muqatta'a. Al-huruf is treated as a singular feminine, right, people? Isharatun, okay? Isharatun.
Signs.
Pointing. Ishara means to point, right? That's correct, right? Pointing, i.e. an indication. An indication. Isharatun. Ila. To. Now, I want you to tell me what is going to be this. I'jaz, the word I'jaz means miraculous nature, right? Or miracle. I'jaz means miracle. I'll explain how I'jaz means miracle in a second. Now, what is the tashkil here? Mudaf ilayhi ahsan wa Ismail. So this is going to be ila i'ja zi. The miracle of the Quran. Ahsan tabad al harith. Ila i'jaz al Quran ni. To the miracle of the Quran. People, are you with me? Are you how is this activity so far? This is a bit of a vocal. We're stretching Quran study a little bit into a little bit of the tafsir as well, and the basic Arabic tafsir, because our goal here is also vocab acquisition. Yeah, very nice. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, as if you're feeling like, what's going on? Please save me. I'm drowning. Just send me a message or something. All right. In the other class, you have a brother who's like, you know, if there's something that's too much, he will always point it out. So in this class, after just ask people. No, brother Mushrik, don't worry, you guys will be fine, inshallah. Okay. I'jaz, the word I'jaz comes from the word, the root letters are Ayn, Jim, and Za, right? This is family four. Ready? I'm going to write the first one. A-ja. Za. All right. I want you to tell me the present tense. A'jaza.
Yeah, choose.
Family four. Family four begins with a. Let me open the textbook. I know it's been a while, but we have to kind of refresh our memory of this, yes? Okay.
You, Jizu.
Very nice. You, Jizu. Yu'jizu. A'jaza yu'jizu. Command. Please try to type it, because this one, when we haven't done it in a while, you're probably going to not get it right away. Okay? Chop, chop, but here, as you can notice, instead of putting a hamzatul wasl, you put a hamzatul qata'. Jiz. How does it work? Let's take it. Okay, it's your jiz, right? Your jiz, right? Mm-hmm. Allah help me today, this keyboard. I don't have my keyboard today. Sorry. Okay. The keyboard of the computer is, I don't like it as much. Sorry. Chop, chop. What do I chop first? I chop the, yeah, right? Or really the ta, right? Because it's you. Tu'jizu. Next thing I chop is, right? And I put a sukoon here, correct? Yeah. Now, you would say correctly, put a hamzatul wasl, right? You would say that, right? However, which family is this?
Four.
Family four. So when you have family four, the feature of family four that's very prominent is the hamzatul qata. So when you are doing this, instead of hamzatul wasl, you put the hamzatul qata. And it becomes? A'ajiz. You with me, people? That's why it is Aslim. Hmm? All right. Tell me the Masdar. Please type it. Singular, indefinite, mansub. Indefinite, please. Indefinite.
Indefinite.
Indefinite. Very good, mashallah. I'jazan. You see that? Hamzatul qata' with the kasra. R1 with the sukun. R2 with the fatha, followed by an alif. And then R3, and now I'm telling you R3, I want you to put a tanween on it and make it mansub. I'jazan. Okay? The actor. I'jazun would also be okay, but I want it to be mansub, please. All right. Take the present tense, turn the ya into a meme. Al-mu'jiz. And the acted upon, al-mu'jaz. Very nice. Yep. Here you get the word i'jaz, right? That's where the word i'jaz comes from. A'jaza means for something to be, like for something to be beyond you. For something to be beyond beyond reach. The Quran says, وَأَنَّا ظَنَنَّا أَلَّن نُعْجِزَ اللَّهَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We the jinn were saying, this is the jinn of the people, the jinn who were listening to the Prophet recite Quran after he had been expelled from Taif. They say that wa anna zananna allan nu'jiza Allah fil ard. We knew that we cannot nu'jiza Allah fil ard. We cannot be beyond Allah's approach in the earth. Okay. You see? So that's what ajaza means. To be beyond approach. Okay? Ajaz is the miracle that is beyond approach. See, this is not like something that is this baby was born, it's a miracle, right? I mean, in English we use it like that. But we say it like more metaphorically. It's an amazing thing, right? It's a mini miracle that it happened to me, right? That's all like terms of how we speak in English. But in Arabic, we say it's mu'jiza, al-mu'jiza. What that means is that this is something that is beyond what? Beyond approach. It is something that breaks the laws of nature. That's what it is. And i'jaz, the masdar, is used also sometimes to mean the same thing as al-mu'jiza. People, you with me? This is important, by the way, because when people misunderstand the translation of a miracle, they often have problems understanding miracles. I have recently begun to deal with like ex-Muslims on Twitter. They're a bunch of clowns, but they have to be put in their place. You know, the masakin just don't, if they understood the idea of what a miracle actually means in the Quran or Islam, a lot of their problems would have been solved, but Qadr Allah is too late now for them. Never too late for anybody, but in their minds, they're already beyond this. They ask Allah for guidance for everybody. I mean, all right, we're back to this. Hide video panel, hide floating panel. Can it mean something that humbles you? I possibly, but Ismail, I have to look it up though. Okay, let's try this. فقد فقد يا people, what do you think it means? Then fa then qad for sure. Hmm. Or so for sure. Waqa'a. Waqa'a. It's a fa'il, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So waqa'a means to occur. Hmm. Al waqi'a is the one that occurs. Idha waqa'at al waqi'a. Do you guys know that surah? Right? When the occurrence will occur, referring to what? Day of Judgment. Hmm? Bihi. Bihi is harf jar. It's a majrur, right? Okay. This word tahaddi. Tahaddi al-mushrikeen. Okay, tahaddi is called, it's a challenge. Okay, so what does al-mushrikeen mean?
Disbelievers,
or more precisely, those who associate partners with Allah, the polytheists. Okay, so the challenge of the polytheists or idolaters, excellent, takes place with it. Okay? Here, as you can notice, tahaddi is in fa'l. It's actually mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay? Notice that the challenge of the polytheist, really what it means is there's a challenge to the polytheist. Sometimes mudaf and mudaf ilayhi carries the meaning of to as well. Okay? Not just like off, but it's more like it's the challenge of the Quran, the challenge to the non-Muslims. It, you know, like it, the implication in Arabic, like both of those are used, but the off is used far more. And that's why we learned it as off initially. Okay? The challenge to the polytheist takes place. What does that mean? The letters, the huruf al-muqatta'a, that's what Allah uses as one of the challenges. That here is the letters of your alphabet. Hmm? Do what? Do what? Produce a Quran like it, right? Or produce a surah like it. Hmm? That's the nature of the challenge. فَعَجَزُوا عَن مُعَارَضَتِهِ. Now, عَجَزُوا here is the, it's in the family one. So, they, عَجَزُوا, family one, they were unable. An, what does an mean? An means from. Okay, very good. And an is a harf jar. So mu'arada wa ti, excellent. Mu'arada. Now, this is mu'arra, there's a fatha here. This is the word mu'arada is to meet it, right? So they were unable from meeting it. Okay, I'm translating this one quickly for you. Wahuwa. Alright, let's put this guy here. This sentence was a bit more complex. This one I think is a little easier. There. All right, let's maybe translate this part. This part is more, I think, more pertinent. All right, let's translate this part. Fadalla, dalla is a fa'il, and ajz is your fa'il. Fadalla ajzul ara bi, mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Okay? An al-ityani bi mith lihi. Ala anna al-Qur'an. What goes here, people? Anna al-Qur'an. Anna. Half nas, right? Al-Qur'an. Na. All right. Min Allah. Min Allah he. Very good. Okay. All right. Now I want you to help me. Dalla. So, fa. So, dalla means to point at something. Okay. Ajz is the master of ajaza. Okay. Ajaza, to be beyond approach. Ajaza, something like someone who gave up. Okay. Ajiz is someone who's like, you know, given up. Okay. So ajz, which is the masdar, it means the inability. Thank you, Brother Ismail. Right, the inability. So ajzul Arab. Translate that. The inability of the Arabs. An, what does an mean? From al-ityani. Al-ityan is the master of ata. Ata means to come or to bring. Okay, so al-ityan from al-ityan from bringing. Be mislihi.
The example like it.
The like of it, the example of it, something like it. All those are excellent. All right. Ajzul Arabi an ityani mislihi dalla points to what? Dalla ala, or points upon, points to. Anna al-Qur'an, that the Qur'an. All right, I want you to tell me something. Anna is harf nas, right? Anna is a sister of inna, correct? Do you remember that, people? Okay. Its ism is going to be?
Ism.
And mansub al Quran, it points to that the Quran. The khabar of anna is what status? Marfu'. So what would be, what's the tashkil here? Now is there an al khabar? Is definitely usually definite or indefinite? Usually it is. Khabar is usually indefinite, right? The mubtada or ism inna is usually definite, followed by indefinite, right? Usually. And here there's no reason to make it, because the word after is harf jar, right? Min. So it cannot be mudaf mudaf ilayhi. So this will be what? Wah. Yun. Ah, khabar. That the Quran is, that's where we put the is, right? Wahyun min Allah. Translate from me, people.
From Allah.
Revelation. Right? Wahyun. Revelation from Allah. You guys with me? All right. What is this? What is the Mufassir trying to say? The Mufassir is trying to say the following thing. He's like, the Quran uses the huruf al-muqatta'a, the disjointed letters, to remind the people that the Arabs were incapable of producing a Quran like it, despite the fact that they're letters from the Arabic language, right? They're the alphabet. You see the point he's trying to make?
Yes.
All right, alhamdulillah. Did you guys have a little bit of fun with that? It's sometimes good to step out of our comfort zone and try something new and apply our knowledge of Quran to that, or apply our knowledge of Arabic to that. Okay, ذَلِكَ ذَلِكَ. Oh my goodness, where is this? There, aha. ذَلِكَ. That. Okay. الْكِتَابُ. الْكِتَابُ.
The book.
Okay, now translate for me. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ. That the book. Now, remember, we have something called Mubdal and Badal, right?
Yes.
How would you translate this now? Let me refresh your memories. We have harf jar ism majroor, yes? We have mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Connector connected ism, man'ut na'at, mubdal, and badal. Okay? How do you translate it? What you have is right there. Hadha ar-rajulu. This, the man. This, the man. That, the book.
That book.
This, the man. This man. People, you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yes or no?
Yeah.
Now, you actually, those of you who said that is the book, you actually have a point to make as well. Do you know why you have a point to make? Because some scholars of Arabic grammar say that this is your mubtada and this is your khabar. Okay? But we won't get ourselves into the conversation of why are they saying that, because now it's like a little bit beyond our scope. Okay? But what I'm trying to remind you of applying the rule that we've learned. And by the way, this rule also applies here. Okay? As with anything, the more advanced you get, the more flexibility you have in the way you apply principles. Okay? And the only thing required of you is to bring precedent. Do you have precedent in Arabic to support your grammatical interpretation? If you do, and if the meaning is not distorted, by all means. And all those meanings together are complementary. This is a deeper point, but I hope you get it. Right now, though, what we try to do is when you have mubdal and badal, we call it this man, that book. You with me, people? That book.
Yes.
All right. La. La could mean not or no. Okay? So which one is it? Not or no? Let's look at the word after. The word after is raiba. Is this an ism or a fi'l?
Ism.
It is an ism, right? Like our friend Larib. Did I tell you the story of Larib? Right? I told you the story of Larib, right? The Mushfik remembers that. I will never forget that boy, Miskeen. All right. Raib is an ism. Okay. Now, what does the ism Raib means? Raib, the ism means doubt. Excellent. Okay. Now, if you say not doubt, that doesn't make sense.
No doubt.
Can you tell me? La Raiba?
No doubt.
No doubt. In honor of La Raib, I will... I'm going to put this guy here. I will not forget him. Sorry. No doubt. No doubt. Fihi.
In it.
In it. Okay. Why not Raiban, Ahsanti, Sister Nadia? Sister Nadia asked a very good question. Why not Raiban? Let's finish the ayah. For a sec, huh, Nadia? Very good observation. I like that you observed that. Okay. Fihi. Sorry, I'm not crying out of like joy. I just have allergies. So, in it. Sometimes in Ramadan, I would have allergies, and then after like Tarawih or something, I'm like trying to like clean my tears, and people are like, mashallah, look at this muttaqi imam. Like, no, I just have allergies. I'm not crying about them. All right. Yeah. Fihi, in it. Hudan. Hudan. What does Hudan mean, people?
Guidance.
Algorithms. A guidance. Lil Muttaqin, how many words?
Two.
What's the first word? Li. The second word?
Muttaqin.
More precisely, please. Al Muttaqin. There we go. Okay. For Al Muttaqin, right? Did you get why? You can have like 5-6 translations of Al-Muttaqin, and all of them will be right. Okay, so what is our choice of translation? The one that's makes me interested is the people of Taqwa. But brother, that's still an Arabic word. The God-fearing. I like that. The God-fearing, the pious. Any other good ones?
God conscious.
Conscious is very good. Sorry, sister Zaila, you were saying something?
The same, God conscious.
God conscious, okay, very good. I generally don't like to translate an Arabic word with another Arabic word. Right? Because, I mean, it's fine. Unless, like, the meaning is, like, the word is, like, say like Rasul or Allah or something, like a very obvious word. But sometimes even taqwa is not very obvious what it means. Did you agree with that or no?
Yes.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. So what actually, let's look at a few of the words here, shall we? A few words in this ayah. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ Okay. The ayah has actually a pretty difficult i'rab. So I will actually skip this, if you don't mind. It's difficult in the sense that I think it will confuse us a bit more than it will help us. Okay, let's write off the running translation. That book, no doubt in it, is a guidance for the God conscious. I like God conscious, actually. It's a good translation. Okay, do you see this? How I translated it? That book, no doubt in it, is a guidance for the God conscious. Based on my translation. Okay, based on my translation, what is the mubtada?
That book.
So, in the sentence, see, هذا الرجل. Do you see, I had said, هذا is your mubtada, right? And it is mubdal, and الرجل is badal, right? You with me? Mm. So I would actually put that dhalika as my mubtada, and then that would be my mubdal, and my badal would be
kitab.
Badal is al kitab. You with me?
Yeah.
Okay. What's my khabar from my translation? Hudan, right? Now, what is the problem that you see with Hudan as khabar? It looks like it's mansub, isn't it?
Yeah.
Does it look like it's mansub?
Yeah.
So, this is the tricky part about words whose last root letter is a ya. R3 is? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice how the tanween is actually on R2, right? It's not on R3. Do you notice that?
Yes.
This is actually a word that is mabni. Min hudan. Inna hudan. Hudan. It is actually mabni. It's a mabni word. Mabni word. Okay? It is indefinite. When you make it definite, do you know what happens? Al. It turns into this. Where is it? Ah, there. Al-Huda. Do you notice what happened there? That's how this word is. Now, I don't want to get caught up in why this word is constructed this way. Hudan. But just take this from me for now. And we will get to this later, inshallah. That it's a mabni word. It's a masdar that's a mabni. In this case, it is marfu, actually. Okay? It is? Marfu. Now, can you find for me the related from the translation? And then the ayah maybe as well? I just said we're not going to do Arab, but I couldn't resist. Allahu Akbar. Al-Muttaqeen. It's like, I will not eat that extra, you know, that extra dessert. And then 5 minutes later, I'm like,
because you couldn't resist
it. I couldn't resist it. I can't resist it. It's too much. Lil Muttaqeen, right? Okay, do you guys get that? This is okay. I once I tell you it's a mabni word, I think it's not going to bother you as much. Yes? Now, the question you might have is, what is this sentence? La raiba fihi doing here? Right? La raiba fihi is a sentence that's called a jumla arida. A tangential sentence. A sentence that's a tangent.
Wow.
It's not the khabar, it's a tangent. What is the tangent? Allah says about the book, there's no doubt about it. Or there's no doubt in it. And then he continues to tell you, it is a guidance for the God-fearing. That's how do you figure that out? That's more complex. But take my word for it for now. What we do want to discuss is what is a la raiba. You with me, people? Like parentheses, excellent. In parentheses. Parentheses are, you know, generally it's put on between like two hyphens. Parentheses is more like something that's implied. This is explicit. Right? Parentheses, I think, generally are for stuff that's implied. But this is explicitly stated. But it is not like what the sentence is about. It's a side point. Are you with me, people? Okay. La raiba. Okay. Let's talk about la raiba. La raiba. And I'm going to resist temptation. Bringing up the poor miskin's name. La here is called the la. Is called a very fancy thing. La nafia la nafia la no sir Okay, tell me what that means. La nafiyatun lil jins. Nafiyatun the no nafiya is negating. The la that negates al jins. Jins is like the category. Okay. What does that mean? It means anything. Categorical negation. I like that. Categorical negation. Ahsant, well, that's right. Well done. Anything that is included in the ism, its meaning is negated by what? By the la nafiya lil jins. People, are you with me?
Yep.
We'll make a couple points. Okay, so we'll make the point of the i'rab. Okay, and we'll make a point about like the ayah notes. Okay, we'll break it down like that. Okay,
yeah.
One ayah note I will write for you is hudan is a mabni word. Okay, hudan is a mabni word. Okay, that's one note. Second note is categorical. Categorical negation. All right. Now, what does this mean for us? It means the following. It means, maybe you know what, I'll just write it as. It means the following thing. Ready? Raib, which is a doubt. Any doubt is categorically negated from the Quran. Do you get that, people?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what it is. Now, grammatically, what happens in the grammar? Grammatically, the word after la nafiya lil jins is called the, take a guess. It's an ism. What is it going to be called?
Ism jins.
Ah, it's called the ism of la nafiya lil jins. Literally, ismu la nafiya lil jins. Good guess, Sister Zaida. I like that. Okay. The ism of la nafiya lil jins is mansub and without tanween. Without al or tanween, excuse me. Examples. La raiba. Excuse me. La raiba fi hi. Yes? What's the shahada? People?
La.
Ilaha illallah. Yes? How do you, when someone, something, well, that'll be hard to say. La
hawla.
La. Wala.
Quwwata.
Quwwata illa billah. People, do you get this now? Now when you say la ilaha illallah, what are we saying? Anything that might be considered to be a god, we categorically deny it and say that is not a god. Who is the God? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who's worthy of worship. La hawla. Hawl and quwwah is almost the same thing. Okay, they're near synonyms. Power. There's no power nor might except with Allah. I.e. the only true power and might is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get it, people. Does that make sense? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. La ilaha illallah. Does that answer your question? Why it is? See, it is singular. So it is mansub. And without al or tanween. Do you notice that? All of them. People. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
Alhamdulillah. Let's go to the next ayah, inshallah ta'ala. Next ayah is Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghayb. Alright, Alladhina. Those who? Excellent. Yu'minuna. Yu'minuna, they believe. Ahsant. They believe. Okay. Bi bi in, very good. Al-ghaybi, the unseen. Okay, the half jar b is used with the fi'il yu'minu to mean believing in. To mean believing in something. All right? Believing in the unseen. They believe in the unseen. Wa. And yuqimuna. Yuqimuna and any guesses of what yuqimuna means? Okay. Yuqimuna is to establish. They establish. Okay? They establish. As-salata. As-salata. The prayers. Very good. I like that. The word literally is the prayer, but you're 100% right. The meaning is actually in plural, right? They establish the prayers, but I'm gonna write it as singular here for now. When we do the running translation here, and then we'll put it as the prayers. Okay. Wa. Wa. And okay, what is mimma? Mimma is actually min ma. That's what it is actually, okay? But in the you can spell it this way as well, mimma, because it's pronounced that way. And from what? From what? Or that which, right? Very good. Razaqnahum. Razaqnahum. We provided them. Okay. Yunfiqoon. They spend. Okay. Excellent. Barakallahu feekum. Very nice. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. Let me just make it. I just want to put the some of the things in place here. Okay. Now we have ayah 3. All right. We need a translation and i'rab. I'rab as much as we can, all right? I don't want to do i'rab that is like too tough. Translation, we will do it running translation like this. Okay? Alright, help me out here, people. What does it look like? Alladhina, those who, now I won't say those who they believe, those who believe, right? Because now the they part, it becomes redundant. The they, the fa'il, becomes redundant because those includes that, right? Those who believe in the unseen. And they establish and just establish, right? Establish the prayers. And Now translate this: Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, from what we provided them, they spend. That I think the better translation for that would be, the better translation for this would be, and they, or and can you even include those who believe in the unseen, establish the prayers, and spend from what we provided them. And even better translation would be the following, actually. Right? Do you see what I did there? Let me make it more obvious. That's too much. Right? This, I think, would be an even better translation. Do you agree with that? Okay, let's look at the i'rab now, shall we? Isn't this an incomplete sentence somehow? Excellent observation, Sister Nadia. We will get to how is it incomplete and how to complete it, yes? That's the purpose of i'rab. Okay. Alladhina is what? It is ism mausul, isn't it? Very nice. Okay, now what is the sentence after it? The sentence will end at the waw. Silla, excellent. So, is this the sentence? How about bil ghaib? Can I include bil ghaib? Is there a waw after bil ghaib? Yes. So we stop here. This is our sentence. Okay. And how do we label this sentence? This is sila. Okay. Excellent. Wa and yuqimuna salata. Is this a sentence? Does it end here as salata? It does. Excellent. All right. Wow. Another connector. Right? This whole thing is what? Another sentence that connects to the sila, right? Yes or no? We will actually say it's one sila. The sila is yu'minuna bil ghaib. What we will say is that is that yuqimuna salata and mimma razaqnahum are both connected to it. Okay? So what we'll say is ism mausul is actually alladhina. You with me? Sila, oops. The sila is yu'minuna bil ghaib. Okay? Then what we'll add is the following thing. We're going to add yuqimuna as-sala as connected to sila, yuqimuna as-sala connected to sila mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. People, you with me? What is connecting it to the sila? What letter, what word? The waw is connecting it. Does that make sense to people? Now when you look at it, you're like, okay, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ and then يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ is connected and مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ is connected. The idea is they're all like together, but we want to be precise by saying the reason why they're connected is because of the waw, right? Yes or no? Okay, very good. I like that. I'm glad that you're able to see that. Now, the sentence is yu'minuna bil ghaib, yuqimuna as-salah, mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. These are all jumla fi'liyas. There's only one sila, brother Musa. Okay, there's only one sila. But then you can have more things connected to it. How do you connect something to it? Another sentence to the sila sentence? What will we use for that? We would use a waw, right? A wa. So you can connect as many things as you want to it. But the sila is still one sila. The first one that comes right after al-ladina. People, does that make sense? Oops. You might think this is being just like, you know, potato-potato type thing, right? But it is. We're just trying to be precise because the waw plays a very important role. It connects, right? And there's also a situation where what happens if there's no waw? Then the sentence that's there after the sila is explained in a different way. Does that make sense? It has a different implication that is unique. Okay? People, are you with me? Okay. يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. يُؤْمِنُونَ is a fa'il. Yes? The fa'il for يُؤْمِنُونَ is... as well. Okay. Is there a maf'ul for yu'minuna? No maf'ul. I'm doing this verbally because I think it's it might be a little repetitive. Should I write it? Yes or no, people, tell me. Like, I don't mind writing it. I just don't want you to be like, okay. Verbally is okay as well? Because I want to get to this part. This guy is the interesting one. Okay? يُؤْمِنُونَ فَيَعِلْ أَنْ فَعِلْ بِالْغَيْبِ حَفْجَرْ إِسْمْ مَجْرُورْ. Related to the fa'il. Related to the fa'il, you can see that clearly in the meaning, right? Can you see that in the meaning? They believe in the unseen. What do they believe in? Well, they believe in the unseen. Correct? يُقِيمُونَ فَاعِل. What's the fa'il? The waw again. Very good. The fa'il is waw, right? The noon is to tell you it's marfu'. Remember that? يُؤْمِنُونَ. All right. As-salata. Maf'ul. Excellent. Maf'ul. Do you notice how salata is spelled in the Quran? It's spelled in a not conventional way. This is the Quran spelling of salah. Sad, lam, waw, with the alif maksura. Then ta marbuta. Generally, like in like newspaper Arabic, it's spelled like this. Salata, like that, right? But the Quran spelling is always like this. There's a waw here. Okay? Why is that? That's how Uthman radiallahu anhu spelled it. So you don't read as salawata. No, no. It says salata. Salata. If it was salawata, the alif would be after it and then there would be a ta that's open. Okay? All right. That's very good. Thank you for identifying that. Okay? We will actually talk about these two words, like, you know, in the notes here. Like, when I do the ayah notes, I'll explain to you some of these words, like, where they come from, inshallah. Because these are important words. Yu'minuna, yuqimuna. Okay, we'll talk about it there. But before we get to that point, we still have to talk about mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. And we also have to talk about what Sister Nadia's question was, which is, it seems like an incomplete sentence. Those who believe. How does it relate to the sentence before? Does it relate to the sentence before? Okay. Here is what I'll do. I'm going to actually do this here. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Ma is ma in ism mawsool. Ma. Right? Okay. I'm going to try to color it in the best possible way that I can. Maybe I'll color it a bright yellow. All right. The sila after it is razaqnahum. Razaqnahum. You with me, people? Sila is it's too hard to read. Okay. Now, this sila, is it a jumla? It is a jumla. Very good. Okay. It's what's the fi'il? Razaq. Fa'il. 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 Na. Maf'ul. Hum. Okay. We provided them. Okay. Very good. Now, let's look at the sentence. Right? This whole sentence. Mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Fi'il is yunfiquna. I'm just going to type it as yunfiquna for now. Okay? Yunfiquna is your fi'il. Okay? Your fa'il is in yunfiquna. What's the fa'il? Wow. Okay. Maf'ul in yunfiquna. There's no maf'ul. But there is a related to the fi'l, which is harf jar min followed by ism majrur ma. And ma is what? Ism mausul, right? And what comes with ism mausul? Sila. Which is razaqnahum. Do you see that, people? How it's all related. This jumla is sila for ma. This whole thing, ma razaqna hum, is ism majrur for Assalamu alaikum. Alright, sorry about that. I don't know what happened there. Oh, ya Allah. This internet situation. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, we're back. Reboot the system. Okay, what I was saying was... Yes, I know. I was using my microphone. Thank you for letting me know. This ma razaqnahum is harf jar, is ism majrur for min, which is related to yunfiqoon. Do you see that? Min ma razaqnahum yunfiqoon. Is that point clear? Inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Now, the ayah. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة مما رزقناهم ينفقون. How does it relate to the ayah before? How does it do that, people? Tell me. It's explaining what al-muttaqin are. Ahsanti, Sister Michelle. So what would we call it?
Explaining the guidance.
Explain the guidance, okay. But see, Alladhina is definite. So what? How will we explain it? What will we call it? You would say Al-Muttaqeen. Al-Muttaqeen is your Man'oot. Al-Muttaqeen is Man'oot. And the Na'at for Al-Muttaqeen in this ayah, sorry, is in the next ayah. What's the na'at? Ism mawsool alladhina plus its sila. Its na'at is alladhina. Plus its sila. What's the sila? Yu'minuna bil ghaib. Right?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And then also, what's connected to it? What's connected to it? What's connected to it? The next sentence. Yuqimuna salah. And also, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْتَهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. So who are al-muttaqeen? Allah tells you who the muttaqeen are. Number one thing about them is they believe in the unseen. Number two thing about them يقيمون الصلاة. Number three thing about them, مما رزقناهم ينفقون. Not just in like, this is not just a list of things that Allah is telling us, but these are all related through the grammar. What's the next ayah? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. Look at what it says. وَالَّذِينَ. This wow, what does the wow do? Wow connects, right? The wow connects. So now this wow will connect the thing that comes after it, الَّذِينَ, to another word before it. The one that makes sense grammatically and and also logically is this الَّذِينَ, right?
Yeah.
So they believe, but specifically what about their belief? يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Because see, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, unseen is very general, right? Includes everything. Correct? The next ayah is something more specific, which is what's been revealed to you and what was revealed before you. You see that? And the next life, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. It excludes certain parts of our belief, like, you know, angels and other things that are excluded. See, it is called Atful Al-Khas Al-Al-Am. I'll explain that inshallah next time. But as you see, the ayat are all interconnected. And then finally, Ula'ika, those, Ala Hudam Min Rabbihim, are on guidance from their Lord. This is a sentence that complements this sentence. As you can see, Allah says they are, the Quran has guidance for the muttaqeen. If the muttaqeen can fulfill these na'ats, and this na'at, then they become what? Upon guidance. They become the one who, like, guidance is like, they have attained it and attained it so well, it's as if they have like climbed the mountain of guidance. Ala hudan. Do you see how that is all there in this ayah? Alhamdulillah. We are actually out of time, so I'm going to stop here. I wanted to explain what yu'minuna. From Al-Qariya, we'll do that in the tutorial. Okay, I will do the Al-Qariya and the other ayat in the tutorial that's left, inshallah ta'ala. Okay, and we'll do yuqimuna as well, and yunfiqoon as well on Monday, inshallah. Sounds good? Those are things that we have to cover. We took a little bit of time today to do a bit of that Arabic reading, I thought it was a good thing to do. The second Al-Ladina, sister Nadia, is it's connected to the first Al-Ladina, right? So what we would see is that the Na'at is Al-Ladina, okay? And then connected, now we'll say, we'll actually do this. Wow is a connector, okay? Okay, and then this Al-Ladina, is connected to the ism mawsul. Let me just clarify this to you. Connected to the ism mawsul is alladhina. And then plus the sila afterwards. Which is still afterwards, the whole sentence after that, which we will talk about next time. Does that make sense, Sister Nadia? Al-Ladina of the next ayah. Please tell me this is okay. Of ayah 4 plus sila from ayah 4. Oh, what was salah? Oh, okay, salah as well. Sure, yes, yes, we'll add that to the salah into the notes. All right, jazakumullahu khairan. We will come back to this. Walhamdulillah, next week, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Barakallahu fiik.
Jazakallah.
Do I?